The standardization, testing methods, and other aspects of Common Core are being roundly criticized by teachers, parents, and students as Education Commissioner John King conducts a listening tour of the state to promote Common Core. During the Mountain Lake PBS Forum, Commissioner John King repeatedly shone a positive light on the standards.
We are 3 years into what will be a 7-year phase-in of the Common Core. And it's certainly challenging. Anytime you try to raise standards across the entire country, it's going to have challenges along the way. That said, I'm actually quite optimistic about what I see in classrooms around the state. What I see in classrooms are teachers and students working hard to raise expectations. And this is an opportunity for all of us to continue to raise our expectations so that all students are prepared for college and career success.
Although the studio was filled with invited guests, they did not necessarily support Common Core and posed pointed questions to New York's education leaders.
Our first speaker is Adam Schrader.
First of all, and with respect, I'd like to counter that my colleagues and I have always taught our students to think critically. We didn't need New York State to show us how to do something we've always done. Having the ability to analyze the test questions and our individual students' answers is fundamental. Why don't teachers and administrators have access to the test questions and their students' responses when this information would be invaluable to improving instruction and student performance?
Hello, my name is Rob Lebo. I'm from Malone, New York, and I'm a pre-service student teacher. First, what does college and career readiness actually mean? And how does Common Core get us there? My second question is, how exactly does it help our at-risk students and our impoverished students? And third, if you want to create lifelong learners, you need to stop creating an environment where they hate school, because it's only going to get worse.
My name is Charlie Thomas, and I am the principal of the St. Regis Mohawk School, an elementary school located on the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation of Akwesasne. The quality of the ELA and the math modules are shockingly poor, with spelling, grammatical, and conceptual errors. In addition to these errors, the modules are culturally insensitive, with Native Americans depicted in stereotypical ways. What are the plans for overhauling the modules to be developmentally appropriate for students and the justification of tying these underdeveloped modules to high-stake testing, which are directly tied to teacher and administrator performance?
My name is Valerie Butler, and I'm from Port Kent, New York. Your tests, Commissioner, are not the best standardized tests. They aren't even mediocre standardized tests. They're expensive tests of the poorest quality. What does it take to get action? What are you going to do about it?
Does listening mean that we're going to stop the Common Core? No. When we believe in the Common Core, we're committed to the work on the Common Core.
Due to the size of the studio, only 100 invited guests were inside for the taping. But a small group of protesters stood outside the building, holding signs and chanting as the commissioner and chancellor arrived.
My name is Cheryl Lucier. I think that there are people making decisions about education that have no business making decisions about education. I think there are many hidden agendas, and I think they don't have the best interests of the children at heart anymore.
The commissioner and chancellor met with local reporters following the forum. Despite criticism that the Common Core forces teaching to the test, Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch says it actually provides the opportunity to move away from that.
Common Core is actually adjusting what we are doing to allow and to promote critical thinking, critical analysis as part of instructional patterns rather than rote memorization.
We're against teaching to the test. You shouldn't be teaching to the test. You should be teaching to the standards. Students need to write more. They need to do more problem solving in math. They need to read more challenging texts. They need to be prepared to think critically and do the kinds of work that's required in higher education and careers. That's the trajectory we want students to be on.
Commissioner King feels the most common misconception is that Common Core results in more tests.
The Common Core is about a set of standards that are designed to improve instruction. The state tests that we give today are basically the same state tests that we've given for the last decade. The standards have changed. The tests are more rigorous now in third through eighth grade, but the number of tests hasn't increased. Now, there are local decisions that have resulted in more testing because of interaction with federal and state policies as well as local policies, and there's work that we're trying to do to support local districts in making the best possible decisions about assessment.
The forum will be broadcast by Mountain Lake PBS Thursday and Friday evening and will be posted on the station's website later this week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.